The New York City Ballet has the richest dance repertory in the world, with its treasure trove of George Balanchine and Jerome Robbins works. Surprisingly, NYCB also commissions more new ballets than any other company. Wednesday night at the Saratoga Performing Arts Center, three upstate premieres included one major surprise, the first work for a ballet company by Kyle Abraham, the MacArthur Grant-winning modern choreographer. The Runaway, which debuted last fall, fuses ballet with hip-hop in exciting ways. Taylor Stanley begins the work with an amazing solo, both jittery and smooth. He appears half-human, half-animal, and, in keeping with Abraham's title, half-slave, half-free. He starts bent over to the ground from the waist and, through a series of spasmodic moves, fights to an erect posture. At one remarkable point, he sustains a long balance on one bent leg, his working leg thrust toward the sky. His hands and even his muscles seem to flutter as he labors toward smoothness and freedom. Nico Muhly's music for violinist Nicholas Danielson and pianist Nancy McDill has unexpected accents and misplaced rhythms. It feels exactly right. A giddy unison duet for Sarah Mearns and Georgina Pascogin employs slow sweeps of arms, sashays close to the ground with knees bent, and wide-legged walking. It's fun to see great ballerinas work in idioms borrowed from African dance, but the costumes by Giles Deacon create some confusion. They exoticize aspects of African dress, including the women's outrageous black wigs. Two men, Spartak Hosha and Roman Mejia, even wear black fur collars and cuffs, like stereotypical savages in racist animated cartoons from the 1930s. The effect is shocking, and it's hard to tell what Abraham, who is African-American, intends. After the opening sections, The Runaway abandons live music for recorded hip-hop excerpts, and at one point Mearns unleashes a brilliantly classical circle of turning leaps to Kanye West's song Power. But in contrast with Muhly's score, the recordings sound rhythmically simplistic, although Abraham's choreography remains terrific to the end. The rest of the marvelous cast includes Ashley Bowder, Christopher Grant, and Peter Walker. Justin Peck's 2019 Principia for 24 dancers has a commissioned Sufjan Stevens score that in places lightly recalls Satie, Copland, and Stravinsky. Its lack of firm structure and development, however, hampers the ballet. Peck, NYCB's resident choreographer, gives Stanley and Indiana Woodward strong material, especially in a fast legato piano passage, and he generates Broadway-style excitement early in the work when the entire cast dances first in unison, then in counterpoint. But ingratiating as Peck's friendly partnering and core work can be, the music's quick takes often keep him from developing his ideas fully. Thus, in the drawn-out finale, soloists and core keep exiting and entering until things grind finally to a halt. The evening opened with Varied Trio in Four, a handsome 2013 pas de deux by NYCB ballet master Jean-Pierre Froelich. Amar Ramasar partners Sterling Hilteen in the company's only work to the wonderful music of Lou Harrison. Froelich's choreography captures the mysterioso North African feeling of one movement and the gamelan-like atmosphere of the finale, developing friendship and tenderness between the dancers. It made a fine appetizer for the other work's explorations of feeling in our time. For WAMC, this is Jay Rogoff in Saratoga Springs, New York.